am please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. I am writing this letter as a fallen soul crying for help.
You cannot read.
If you reject me, I don't think I have another hope.
How you know that I'm rejecting you? Why you think so? You should not think. It is unfair to me. Unfair?
Unfair?
It is unfair for me. Injustice in my service, my you are doing.
So often you glorify my friends who come to you as possessing Guru Nishtha. In fact, you have said that this is their qualification for advancing further. But I, a lost soul, am experiencing and have experienced a problem. I am seeking your shelter. Just after I first began chanting Hare Krishna, more than 23 years ago, in 1968, without knowing any philosophy, I somehow felt there was a problem in our disciplic succession. I never mentioned this to anyone. Many years later, in Mayapur, I heard the name Sundarananda Vidyavinod in a book that he wrote. One devotee had read this book and had immediately left ISKCON. As soon as I heard this name and of this book, I was attracted.
What book?
I don't know the name, but by Sundarananda Vidyavinod.
When I heard the name of this book, I was attracted and very frightened. I felt I should never see this book or I would be in trouble. I never told anyone of this. In my Prabhupada's presence, I never was pure enough or open enough to ask him anything very deep, but I love him deeply and owe him everything. He saved me and I can never give up his service. But even with him, my dear most well-wisher, I have a problem. Almost from the beginning of my involvement in ISKCON, I thought that the external, the vidhi, was emphasized too much. I saw
what? Too much emphasis on just external
vidhi.
Outside activity, not.
I saw so many of the devotees as superficial and materialistic and even cruel. And I thought the external emphasis of achieving big things, even if it was to be given to Krishna, attracted such kind of people. And also, I see in my Guru Maharaj's books sometimes, like in The Nectar of Devotion, there are so many mistakes. We emphasize our books so much, and this is so disturbing. Then about 2 years ago, I was sitting with someone, and he strongly criticized Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our disciples.
Who
were you?
Who that did so?
That time, the person's name,
Who
was
Satyanarayan?
At that time.
Satyanarayan.
He strongly criticized Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our disciplic succession. I didn't have the knowledge to defeat him, and I even admitted I had a doubt. Since then, I had prayed for forgiveness so many times at the feet of my Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada for hearing these offensive words. But in my heart, although they are oceans of mercy, I feel always despondent because of this offense and the other offenses I carry. My Guru Maharaj almost always would call me Burijan Prabhu, and I'm thinking that I am carrying this offensive mentality from my last birth. When we were at Bandirvan, you spoke.
Bandirvan.
You spoke about how Sri Jiva received a chastisement from Sri Rupa for criticizing a brahmana, but how actually he was acting as a real disciple must. You then said, if one doesn't do that, he is not a disciple. Those words pierced my heart and my position was clear. I want to be Radhika Dasi, and I am not even a disciple. I am a so-called big leader in ISKCON, and people accept me as guru, and I am not even real disciple. This is my plight. Most fallen and seeking your shelter. When you spoke in Bandiravana, Krishna from within allowed me the privilege of knowing that I must reveal all this to you, and my hope was your merciful glance and shelter to get rid of this offense sitting deep within my heart. I think I have carried this for many lives. I have tried to take shelter of you since I have heard that criticism of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And you have kindly always placed Guru Nishtha in my heart. But I must now tell you openly of this crack in my heart and beg you to mend it. Truly fallen, yet somehow aspiring to be a servant of Radha and Krishna. Bhuri Jan Das.
At the time of deep appearance of your Gurudev in Vrindavan, he told me the same words that you were telling. परिवेश का क्या है circumstances that is something which is nonsense we know but yet we have to support so you were telling me at the last time that I have done so many something which I should not have done. But I have done for the sake of preaching, for the sake of our ignorant disciples. I have done. So you should excuse me for this one. And you should tell our God brother to whom I have done so. I said that they have not done any bhajan. They have not done Guru Seva. But I have told you. But in a special circumstance to encourage my disciples who do not know Bhakti so that they may do Pujar preaching. But now I feel that I am very and this is a sign of Saral Vaishnava. Very Saral. He was so sorrow, certainly a Vaishnava. If he was not Vaishnava, he cannot talk. And think the offenses will go with him. They are all. But they were not the persons of this world. So so they express their ideas. Those who are not Saral, Saral means, you know?
Simple-hearted.
Huh?
Simple-hearted.
Liberal. They cannot tell this. But he was liberal. I think that you are also liberal. And you want to enter in bhakti realm. Good part. And you should be like this. If you want. What to tell Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all others? Even those who do any offense or do anything, it is not good. But it is, we should not do any charcha for them. Understanding? We should not do that. You should not do Ninda of that. Any person. So what to say about them? What? Too much qualified. In Hasi Majaz, for laughing and recreation, we do some mischief.
In joke.
Also in joke. You should not criticize. Any person, what to it is Vaishnava. It is not Vaishnava. Also they should be nothing. It is one. Yes, Vishwanath also says happy. Yeah. So his Gurudev, his doing a saw in a slope, that his Gurudev, Ram,
Bihari, Bipin Bihari,
I don't remember the name. But his Gurudev never knew what is letter or word Ninda. He never uttered any person or heard him. This is a sign of wisdom. He told that he has written anywhere that we are so much debted to Vishvabhasu. I bow down to Vishvabhasu. Because if he was not there and not disturbed Krishna, Shyam Kund and Radha Kund were not in this world. So for this Bhasu, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund were discovered in this world. And we are so much benefited. So we are so much debted. Word is correct?
Yes,
indebted. Indebted to. So we should reconcile everything. Which Kanishtha Adhikari and lower Madhyama Adhikari cannot reconcile. But yet we should try to own this. One boy asked me that why Vaishnava Acharya, like Bhakti Siddhartha Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, and all quarreled themselves. Why? He asked. I told you should not utter like this. You should not question like this. If it questions, and if you will think about this, that there is any fault with them, then surely you will be go to hell. They should take all their bhakti. They should not say, think anything against them. If you think like this, you will have to think about Chandravali also and Radhika also. About all the acharyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Why he took a lathiya,
stick,
and he went to beat a Navadvip boy? Why? What was his fault? We will have to discover some fault of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if a recent Vaishnava is there, like a Paripakva, he can recognize all these things. And this silly question cannot arise in him. So we should not do question about this. We should do our bhajan and see always our lacking in our heart. What we are doing against bhakti, we should be always thinking of us. And those who are like this, he should not have any association. Anukul grahan pratikul var. Don't hear any. See against any voice. If you do pranam, so you can tell it to other person, all these
things. Since then, that Satyanarayan also has, he has suffered so much.
He suffered.
But now he is, I think his heart is changing too. Now he won't. This was a few years ago.
Try to enter really in bhakti, not artificially and by this. Dhire dhire, slowly, you have to leave this world. Which are only artificial. These acts will not help us to go in bhakti. That would be great.
Especially aparad.
Aparad, anartha. This has been described in Madhurya Kadini. Sometimes we are too much involved in outer activities that there is no bhakti left there. So we should try to and to realize what is bhakti.
If you don't reject me, then I can realize something.
I'm not so much qualified, but I can help. I think that you are in more advanced position than me.
And I alone, he would come and
what I know, I know. Nimbarka Sampradaya was Bheda Bhedwadi. Bheda Bhedwadi, you know? Bheda Bhedwadi means...
But it means the same as the philosophy is different and non-different.
Bheda of Bhed. We are also of Bhed and of Bhed. But we are Achintya Bheda Bhedi. And they are of Sophali Bheda Bhedi. There is much difference in two. Achintya Bheda Bhedi, Sophali Bheda Bhedi. Ordinary person cannot differentiate into what is Sophali Bheda Bhedi and what is Achintya Bheda Bhedi. I think that in our sampradaya also very few person can know that it is different. We are Shakti Parinam Vadi Gauri Vaishnava. Shakti Parinam Vadi. You know Shakti Parinam? Everything has come out of Shakti.
Yes.
Shakti has been transferred into Jiva, into the material, and even in Vaikuntha and Vrindavan Dham. So you are Shakti Parinam Vadi. And Shakti is the Achint of Krishna. As Achintya relates different, not same kind. But still, Sophali Bheda Bhed, that between the different and non-different, what is observed from Brahma, everything has come out, even and being. Understand?
From Brahma.
From Brahma. Brahma means Paramatma, Krishna is himself. So everything has come out from. But our acharya says that no. Everything has been transferred from Shakti. So we are Shakti Parinam. He is Vastu Parinam. Vastu means Krishna. And Parinam means what has come out from. So we are Shakti Parinam Vadi and we are Vastu Parinam Vadi. This is the real difference between Nimbarka and us. See, from his jeev, then he becomes Vikari.
Transformed.
Huh?
Transformed? No.
Vikari. Vikari means kya? Kya ji?
Vikari. Vikari.
Vikari mane? जैसे दूध में दही दे दिया जाए तो दूध में दही विकसित होकर के शरीर बन जाए बट फ्रॉम नेवर बी विकारी ये पहली थी विकारी विकारी मन से व्हेन समथिंग इज गिवन इन milk, it becomes dahi,
curd.
So the curd is vikar of dodh, milk. But in Vedas, or if it is there, it is written that Brahma is avikara. He never becomes anything. So our Acharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed this idea that Shakti Parinam, like a man who knows any mantra, mantra you know, mantra, it says, oh, come, what do you want? I want to take some misty, Rasagulla came out from his hand. Oh, you want money? No, we can to count new notes. He is as it was, he was. Notes and sweetness came from him, but he is a big creature.
There's no transformation of his him.
Mm-hmm.
No change.
But when I see you, oh,
yes,
this is because
this change.
It is change. So God never changes. He sati kind of thing. So we have the story that sati parinam badi, and they are vastu parinam badi. So they are in wrong. There is no swagat prajati vijati bhed in Brahma. They follow that there is something here. Swagat prajati vijati bhed, you know. You read Hindi, then I can say. Because in English I have no words like that. Very few words. We will meet another day. When you like, you can come. I want to give you.
She was princess, so beautiful lady, age about 12 to 13, 14.
Very young.
But to stay, how to stay? This beautifulness is so subtle in Krishna bhajan. If there is no guardian.
If there is no guardian, yes. Too much problem.
So much problem.
Yes.
But Krishna was husband,
yes.
He made arrangements. He sent her to Pujari of Maratha Govinda. His name was Haridas Babaji. Was qualified, learned and rustic Vaishnava.
How long ago was this, Maharaj? How long ago? How many years ago? Hundreds and hundreds?
About more than 300. Then she went to him. He heard the classes of Haridas Babaji. And she was so learned, she accepted to him and told that I want to take diksha from you. His suggestion. She told I don't accept you. You are princess, so beautiful, so young. But she insisted, began to read and began to live here, force and with hunger strike. At least he was bound to give him her diksha. And he gave her hand in the hands of his old disciple, female.
Yes.
I'm not remembering her name, any name, to her. He was living with that lady
and he was guardian of that lake. So many years he lived in Vrindavan. At the age of about 24 or 5, he ordered her to go with her to Radhakund and to live something there, to do Govardhan surrounding and live in Vrindavan with so vairagya. She went with that lady there, and she about 15 years more than that, she lived there and practiced with vairagya. She ordered her guru everything that he has told her, her sadhana. Now she was so much learned also by hearing the classes and very efficient in Srimad Bhagavatam. She has remembered all these slokas of